This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine and Russia agreed to create humanitarian corridors to evacuate civilians Thursday in a second round of talks since Moscow invaded last week, a top Ukrainian official said. A Ukrainian presidential advisor said the second round of talks is over and that, quote, Ukraine does not have the results it needs yet, end quote. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Ukraine that it must quickly accept the Kremlin's demand for its demilitarization and declare itself neutral, formally renouncing its bid to join NATO. Putin has long contended that Ukraine's turn toward the West is a threat to Moscow, an argument he used to justify last week's invasion. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken departed Washington Thursday morning for Brussels, where he'll participate in a meeting of NATO foreign ministers as Russia intensifies its war in Ukraine. Leaders with the United Nations refugee program warn the flood of civilians leaving Ukraine could become the largest refugee crisis of this century. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
About 44 million people live in Ukraine, and already
1 million people have fled Ukraine, uprooted by this senseless war.
That's UN High Commissioner Filippo Grandi. He says they're doing everything they can to help those who fled and the millions more who remain and are in danger. But
nothing can replace the need for the guns to be silenced.
This man, Adam, arrived safely in Hungary after a 24-hour trek to get on a train.
Feeling that I'm in safe place, in safety.
He says it's terrifying.
Any minute we'll be bombing something, because Kharkov was bombed and we saw that Kyiv was bombed.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection says former President Donald Trump engaged in a criminal conspiracy. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In the most direct allegation to date against former President Donald Trump, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol says Trump and associates engaged in a criminal conspiracy. The committee says Trump tried to prevent Congress from certifying results of the 2020 presidential election. The allegations are contained in a filing responding to a lawsuit by attorney and Trump advisor John Eastman, who's trying to withhold documents from the panel by claiming attorney-client privilege. The committee says Trump tried to strong-arm Vice President Mike Pence to delay the certification on January 6th. The filing details excerpts of the committee's interviews with several Trump aides and members of Pence's team. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a related matter, a member of the far-right extremist group, the Oath Keepers, has become the first person to plead guilty to a charge of seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th attack aimed at keeping Mr. Biden from taking office. 34-year-old Joshua James pleaded guilty Wednesday in a federal court in Washington to helping lead a group that used military-style tactics to enter the Capitol and attack Capitol police officers, and stockpiling weapons at a hotel just outside the city in the days leading up to the assault. James also pleaded guilty to one count of obstructing an official proceeding. Both charges carry a maximum 20-year prison sentence. As part of his agreement to plead guilty, James agreed to cooperate with federal investigators, including testifying in front of a grand jury.
All right, if the three of you will just remain seated, and then we'll let the other 12 of you go back to the jury room to begin your deliberations.
And with that, the fate of the only officer charged in the raid that killed Breonna Taylor went to a jury Thursday, after a prosecutor said he couldn't have seen a shooter before firing wildly into her apartment and endangering her next-door neighbors. Brett Hankinson has been charged with three counts of wanton endangerment, punishable by 1 to 5 years in prison, for firing shots during the raid that went through Taylor's side door and window and into the next-door apartment, where a couple and small child lived. The 45-year-old testified during the trial that he saw a muzzle flash from Taylor's darkened hallway after police burst through the door and thought officers were under heavy fire, so he quickly wheeled around a corner and sprayed bullets through the door and window, hoping to end the threat. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.